This podcast episode is presented by TÜV Süd, your partner for hydrogen safety and efficiency. Over the past decades, we have supported a large number of successful hydrogen projects and have built up industry-leading expertise. Our ecosystem helps you master the complex challenges of the hydrogen market.
Welcome to the Hydrogen Bar. After a long time, we welcome you to another English-speaking episode. We are very happy that we once again have the opportunity for an English episode. And once again, we have three chairs and bar stools here at the Hydrogen Bar. One, as always, is, of course, occupied by Johannes. Hi, Johannes. Nice that you are here as well.
Hi, Martin. Hello, everyone. Come here to the bar, and a very big hello to our guest coming today from Poland is Miko. his whole name is Obiecinski Michal. Now I scrambled it up. Mieczysław, right?
Mieczysław Obiedziński. Hello. But very good, very good, Johannes.
I still need to
Miko is easy. Miko is the most easy way just to call me. And I also thank you very much for the invitations. I'm also very happy to be here.
Nice. We just know you as Miko, of course. And so it's always difficult to pronounce your real name or your actual name. So yeah. For our listeners, would you be so kind and introduce yourself in a couple of sentences, who you are and what you are doing? And of course, the most interesting point, what are your touch points to the world of hydrogen at TÜV Süd Polska?
So hello, my name is Miko Obiedziński. I'm in TÜV Süd for 18 years. Working in many areas and many functions. The first point, I'm a good husband and have three kids. So this is one of my main points to do it.
The most important thing in this case.
Secondly, I'm also a manager. So I'm managing the Polish legal entity as CEO. And developing also this areas of services regarding hydrogen and energy transformation. And third, I'm also an auditor because my background is food technology. So I'm also auditing all the time in the food safety standards, the area of food safety. But of course, at this moment, I'm also making a lot of share my knowledge about energy transformations, especially for this industry, but also for the others in this case.
So in the area of hydrogen, you are really developing this together with your colleagues in the ground. Now, Poland is maybe there a little bit in the shadow of the other big European countries with their hydrogen activities. Can you give us a short summary? What is just happening in Poland, and also what are the drivers for all this activity?
We are in the shadow, but I think we are trying to catch this new topic regarding hydrogen quite fast. What I can see, especially from the last 2.5-3 years when we started our activities regarding hydrogen as TÜV Süd in Poland, nobody was believing us that it's possible, and we really was much more like a pioneers in many cases. After these 3 years, we see a big development, a lot of projects, a lot of activities in this area. I think one of the crucial thing was the hydrogen strategy, what was developed and implemented, and now is in realization in Poland. We were also our experts, about eight people were involved in the in the technical committees for this for the strategy, and we really worked there. I also was there, especially in the education area, where is my I would say backbone regarding hydrogen in this case, and it really see the possibility. The shadow, I think, maybe it's much more from the color of the hydrogen that it's mostly produced now in Poland, and this is mostly the gray hydrogen, because we are the third now European producers of hydrogen, mostly used by industry, not for the applications to the energy, but as another, I would say, material to produce other chemical things in this case. But this is growing. We have we'll probably this year have the first hydrogen producers, hydro electrolyzers. The infrastructure will be built. Now there are some still challenges to do, but I think we are very strongly putting up the gap and pushing especially the topics together with our clients, with associations, with also our government, doing as much possible activities to make it happen. And the external environment, all the other aspects are also pushing very strongly forward to this area.
You mentioned hydrogen generation. All across Europe and all across the world, of course, we see a lot of those megawatt and gigawatt scale electrolyzer projects now, and more of them are being communicated and marketed. And there is huge announcements of new projects for hydrogen generation through electrolyzers. What is your impression about hydrogen generation, especially in Poland? Will we see a lot of those large and huge scale generation projects there as well? Or is maybe Poland not the ideal country to generate green hydrogen?
In this case, I would say I will start from the beginning of the element about hydrogen, and the question who always was mentioning, especially at the beginning, what should be first? First should be infrastructure, vehicles, trains on hydrogen, or first we should produce the hydrogen? And this is always the chicken and egg question who came. But during some of my my sessions and some meetings, my daughter has found an exact question about this, yeah? And she just asked, "Dad, this is simple. What? The answer of your question, what? You know, the egg is on the breakfast and chicken is on the lunch." and this, she just break my heart, and really we should know. And we started not to think about what should be first, but what should have to be done case. And for example, in Poland, we managed also to be one of the supporters of one of the, I think, important agreement between our national rail, a municipal organization of cities in Poland, and the biggest producer of hydrogen for the future. So this is also a good agreement where all interest parties made commitment that they will do in the same time. So, for example, the cities are now there are a lot of programs to make the funds for the hydrogen buses, and also producers of buses are also quite strong in Poland, and they are building these buses quite in a good numbers. Second, the rail also give the information that they will also make the first of all the infrastructure, but also they will give the trains. They will build up for the on hydrogen, and third, the production of hydrogen will be there, and also the infrastructure for refueling stations, rail and vehicle. And this is happening, and I think this was one of the touch point where I see that this is happening, that we are not talking about the future but present, and this is happening just in our eyes. We will drive. We are driving, but we will mostly drive in a different way, different cars that was that our grandfathers or even our fathers were driving in this case. So this is changing, yeah. And this is also what we have to take into account. Yeah.
Regarding this topic of hydrogen generation, is there Poland's goal to really generate, to produce hydrogen self-sufficiently, so to cover all of the hydrogen needed in Poland? Is it the goal to even export hydrogen? As comparison, in Germany, for example, they say we will import most of the hydrogen. Is there, what's the view in Poland on this?
There are two approaches at this moment, especially in Poland. First of all, is that we are making installations on big installations regarding hydrogen production. Especially, we have in one area. This is north part of the Poland Sea. When from the offshore, we have the green energy and already producing green energy, green hydrogen and green energy on this way. The second approach is much more decentralized systems where we have similar small electrolyzers where they are mostly being used and they are using the hydrogen is being used locally for the needs of the industry or the cities. So this is I think at this moment these big projects, small projects are running in some scale, and I think it was just gone. Especially about now, actual situations regarding the energy situations, especially in EU, production of hydrogen. It looks like that is already achievable. And especially from the finance and cost, it's and can be profitable in this case. So it can be also one of the change where we can make a quite big diversification, especially regarding gas and import from other countries. I think with the hydrogen, one of the important thing is the case of producing locally, because storage okay, but transportation of the hydrogen still is a big advantage. Also with the pipelines, when we see that the hydrogen corrosion is still a big topic, and in Europe we don't have this kind of experience still, comparing for example to United States, that they have more than 25 years in piping hydrogen through the pipelines. So we have still a lot of things to do. We can do some dilutions to the normal systems, but on the end we have problems with the calorie of the gases, with the taxation and other things, challenges that we have to also take this into account when we want to just put it in our actual infrastructure. So I think these are the subjects for importing, for example. I think this will be the thing where we see what is happening, especially in Africa, in the Middle East, where we see that it will be much more methanol or ammoniac with producing as a green. And this will be one of the source of energy and much more easy to transport and much more easy to generate and send it also through all the world. So I think this will be quite a big changes where this come, because even sending hydrogen for more than 100 or 200 kilometers, it's just non-effective from the economical point of view.
Okay, I see. I would like to speak a little about the mobility side or mobility aspects of hydrogen. We have seen quite a big and large scale, can we call it large scale? But we've seen a plan of ramping up the number of hydrogen refueling stations in Germany. And we started from literally zero or one and two research and development refueling stations to now round about 100 refueling stations. And this took place in a couple of years. And so it was really that, okay, we knew that each month and each year, so and so many new refueling stations will be opened. Of course, this is one of the requirements or one of the necessities to establish a hydrogen vehicle friendly environment, so to say. So, of course, if there are no refueling stations, no one will buy a hydrogen vehicle, of course, because he cannot refuel it anywhere. And so that's one of the pre-requirements, I would say. Do you see similar activities in Poland? So is there a plan for ramping up the number of hydrogen refueling stations? Or is this a thing that is put like in the hands of the market, so to say? And this economy is planned to be evolved by itself, so to say.
I can already say that we as a TIF seat also in Poland, we are already in this kind of projects. So and we already know that these kind of stations will be built in Poland. Yeah, one of the challenge what we are now facing is the regulations, and this is what we needed, and we are still waiting for the regulations from the government, because the first draft was made not good, and a lot of comments came, and we are still waiting for the next draft of the project. From our side, we know that it will happen, because, for example, we have now, I think, about 40 to 50 hydrogen cars, yeah, and officially no hydrogen refueling station. Of course, there are two refueling stations in Poland, but they are still only under internal use by the company. And they are refueling the stations. They have the refueling station in Warsaw and in Konin in that case. Mm-hmm. So we know it that it's that is happening, and we will just wait for the first approach, especially for approval from UDT, the authority from technical authority from Poland. Yeah, in this case, yeah. We have to just wait, and when it happens, at this moment, I think we are much more challenging all with the other topics that I think in Germany is already quite done and on a good level, especially with the infrastructure for electrical cars, because we have still a lot of gaps in this case, and it's not so easy even to travel from one city to the other by the electrical car to find working charging station, and to be sure that you are able just to get from point A to point B at this moment. So I'm not worried. I think this is also only a matter of time and first of all regulations, because we know already from the project that this is what especially now the companies are waiting. The refueling stations, especially now mobile, are on one of the first stations. I think three weeks ago, also internally, was started in Krakow with refueling hydrogen buses. So this is point by point, project by project starting. I think when it at this moment much more the point of development is put it on the private sector, less by the government sector at this moment. But of course, they are giving. There are some funds to make some dotations to the cars, and also to the buses, for the cities to change the old cars and old buses, and replace with the new ones, zero emission ones. Yeah, in this case.
Mm-hmm. So for this whole transformation towards the hydrogen industry, how much time would you give Poland? How much time does it plan to have? And do you have also a feeling how it compares then to other countries around Poland?
Just thought I am just looking for the map so I can compare to Czech Republic, where they, for example, have the stations, for example, in Prague. And of course, the cars are there. Yeah. And they there are several cars, private cars also, that being used. In Slovakia, we have now the projects regarding pipelines and all kinds of also high-res stations that will be built. The same is in Hungary. I think this is what will come. I don't. We are now now mostly now challenging the, that this is the for, these are the beginnings. So we have to think about next steps and do it. When we'll have the first pro productions, we'll be able also to make it happen to come to RS with refueling. I know for sure that especially the hydrogen technology will be developed in cities regarding the public transport and also with the rail, especially with much more long distance in this case, because I think till 200 kilometers, this is still electrical mm-hmm. cells are sufficient, mm-hmm. but from city to city, hydrogen is the perfect mm-hmm. Way to make it happen where there are no electricity systems in this case. Yeah. And mm-hmm. this is also one of these are the same approach in Poland. And the same, I think, strategy is also in Germany, mm. where I think from the, mm. I think 300 not electrical railways, I think 40 will be are defined to go for hydrogen, just because they are from the costs efficient in this case. So I think this of course this has to have economical approach, but what we can see also with the actual situations yeah. is already mm-hmm. have not only economical but also strategical to make the diversifications of the sourcing and possibility to produce it. Yeah. One thing we cannot, this is also one of, I think one of the biggest strategy for EU that we cannot be at this moment, a world champion about immobility or electrical systems, because we are still about 10 to 15 years behind Asia at this moment. And there are some also gaps regarding technology that we have in Europe, and also resources that they are not available to produce mm-hmm. these high-tech mm-hmm. Components, especially in Europe. So this is why I think hydrogen is also one of the potential, because it has less needs of very specific technology and give us possibility mm. to make it locally and produce here. So I think this is also the case where we have still the sun, we have still the wind. So these are some possibilities to make it happen. Yeah.
Nevertheless, if you want to ramp up the hydrogen industry or the hydrogen economy here in the European Union, of course, you also have to have experts and engineers who have the knowledge and who have the experience to do that. So it will not evolve by itself, unfortunately. You have to have the experts. And what I have seen and what I found very interesting is that you are partnering with universities in Poland, and you are really... you have set up a study program for hydrogen-related topics, which is very interesting from my perspective, because I think if we look around the European Union, we don't find many of those study programs so far. What was your intention or your idea of setting this up?
As I said, I was responsible and also taking part in the education technical committee. And this was also a big thing to see that there is a big gap regarding persons who has knowledge about hydrogen. And the only way to make it also available and to be able to develop is to have people experts in this case. And this why this was the idea to make the hydrogen studies on the level MBA in with the university. And I can already say that these are the first studies in Europe for on this level. And we already have two groups already afterwards with a very fantastic feedback and very good view on the market from different industries, different organizations, governments, that this knowledge was really, really good, and especially the experience that we are also has, we will able to show, because there are very specific technical studies in this case. I can also say a good word that the studies will be also available in English from the next time. Yeah. I think it would be good to look for our webpage, because I think we will also give this information globally, because they will be available through the online approach, but also on the stational workshops that we will be also organizing. So I think this will be also quite a good approach to make a scalable approach to the experts, also to share the experience from our experts from global approach to global needs in this case. But I already see that the MBA, these kind of studies, these trainings that we also organize, conference, seminars that we are doing, always take a lot of people or a lot of persons that want to get this knowledge and be part of this new transformation that is coming. So I think this is also the case. This is also what I am. I would say this is my energy. This is the things that produce in me the hydrogen to make it happen, because I feel that we are just taking part of a big challenge and a big development that we can contribute together. And what is fantastic, we can work globally with many topics, and it's really amazing how much our experts, our colleagues can change the experience and be able to work on international projects and just to push this development forward. As I said, I hate to edit in this case.
Well, thank you very much, Miko. Unfortunately, we are already running out of time again. So time flew. Was a really, really interesting talk with you. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast, And of course, we will stay in contact, of course. That's clear. But maybe we will see you on the podcast also, or once again, sometime in the future. I would be happy to do that with you again.
I also thank you very much. Thank you for our audience. Of course, for me, it was a pleasure just to have a possibility to talk and in the bar and for about the hydrogen. I think this is really, for me, one of the topic that it's really put me the energy, and I know that we can just make it happen, and I know that we will just do it. Yeah.
Thank you very much. So for all of our listeners, if you're interested in the MBA studies, our program that Miko has just mentioned, we will put a link in our show notes, and we will also put some other links in our show notes. So it's definitely worth looking into that. You can find the show notes, of course, if you scroll down in your favorite podcasting app. You can find them on Spotify and on Apple or whatever app you're using. So I'm sure you will find the show notes. And if you don't, you can also check out our website, hydrogenbar.net, and scroll down to this episode. You'll find it there for sure, and you will find the show notes there also for sure. So I'm quite positive that you can get it done. If you still have questions or if you want to get in contact with Miko, then you can just send an email to contact@hydrogenbar.de. So feel free to send us an email, or you can also use the contact form that you can find on the website to get in contact with us or with Miko. We will forward your messages, of course. And that's it for today. Thank you very much once again, Miko. Thank you very much for your time. And we will hear each other next week. Looking forward to that. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.